From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 15 civilians have been killed in barrel bomb attacks by suspected government helicopters in a rebel-held district of Aleppo, Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government aircraft had dropped two explosive-laden barrel bombs minutes apart on the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo. According to the group, the strikes hit near a tent where people were mourning those killed in a previous bomb attack in the neighboring district of Bab al-Nairab. The Syrian government and its Russian allies are the only ones operating helicopters over Aleppo, the observatory said. The government denies that it uses barrel bombs. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says the United Nations has developed an emergency response plan for Aleppo. It comes after his appeal last week for a 48-hour humanitarian pause in fighting to deliver UN aid to the besieged city. De Mistura said in a statement Saturday that this was a pilot initiative intended to set the stage for weekly pauses for humanitarian relief. He added there should be no escalation in areas adjacent to or around the area of the pause. The statement said the aid is intended to reach 80,000 people in eastern Aleppo and also beneficiaries in western Aleppo. Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families continued evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa on Saturday as part of an agreement reached late Thursday with the government. Celebratory gunfire greeted buses as they reached the village of Babiska in north rebel Idlib province. This is VOA News. Relatives wept during a state funeral in Ascoli Piceno on Saturday for 35 victims of a massive earthquake that hit central Italy, killing at least 290 people. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has declared a national day of mourning. Bishop Giovanni Ercole told those gathered in the sports hall that he hoped their faith would guide them in the coming days.
Per chi ha vissuto questi giorni è difficile.
He said, for those who have lived through these days, it is difficult to distance yourself, but I really hope and I prayed during the celebration, my friends, that the faith will illuminate your path. Remember to always trust in God, even when it seems impossible. He will open a path for you. Italian President Sergio Mattarella also attended the Mass. The magnitude 6.2 quake struck early Wednesday and was felt across a broad swath of central Italy. Searchers continued to sift through rubble of damaged homes and buildings, but there is a sense now that all that remains to be done is to recover the bodies of victims. Afghan officials say that Taliban insurgents overran and captured a district in the country's east following heavy fighting with Afghan security forces. Several police and militants were killed and many more were wounded. Officials told reporters Saturday the militants captured Janikhel district in eastern Paktia province, that is. Authorities say security forces have since withdrawn from the area, which is a key transit route that includes links to neighboring coast province and to Pakistan. The UN Security Council has unanimously condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, calling it a grave violation of North Korea's international obligations. The statement, which was backed by China, North Korea's main ally, blasted Pyongyang for its diversion of resources to the pursuit of ballistic missiles while North Korea's citizens have unmet needs. North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch on Tuesday was fired from a submarine. Police in Bangladesh have shot and killed the man that is believed responsible for an attack on a cafe that left 22 people dead last month. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina praised police and intelligence agencies for the operation, which killed Tamim Chowdhury, a Bangladeshi-Canadian believed to have planned the attack. The Islamic State group had originally claimed responsibility for the July 1st attack, but Bangladeshi government and police officials rejected that, saying a new homegrown group was responsible. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.